Piercings, stick and pokes, tattoos. You'd think I'd avoid situations where things have a chance of going a little too sideways, but no. What is fun without stupidity? Something shouldn't be limited by buts, ifs, and maybes. Besides, it's not like I'm skydiving or jumping off roofs into swimming pools. Yet.
You know, some piercings should be done by professionals.
You've done this plenty of times, Salem. You practically are a professional.
It's better off you doing it than me trying myself and making it way more than just wonky.
Should I have brought more ice?
No amount of ice can save this now. You ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Why are we doing this anyways? Was the whole hair thing not enough?
Were you not here the entirety of yesterday?
Bits and pieces may have been spent disassociating.
You were still here after I left, so I don't blame you.
3, 2, there. Done.
Oh, hey, that looks pretty good.
Another day, another satisfied customer.
Does this have to do with why you were upset yesterday?
No, I needed another hole to let the stress flow through, to match the other four.
They got a call from Naomi.
Oh, right. Charlie mentioned she's back in town.
Of course they did.
We should all hang out, like the good old days. Plus Salem, obviously. And you as well, Crescent.
Could have sworn I closed that door.
So, any other plans on the agenda today?
That better be the queer agenda.
Another round of cards?
No.
Okay then, I get it. Being horrendously defeated twice in 2 days isn't in the cards.
Only because you aced it.
If anyone did anything ace, it's definitely Micah.
Make that arrow ace. Am I right, Micah?
I'm in hell. Torture is filled with dad jokes.
Oh, come on. We can't be that bad.
You on your own? Perfectly fine. Those jokes? Actual pain.
So, what's the plan? We've got at least 2 hours to burn, and if we sit around here doing nothing for much longer, I will start vibrating in my platforms.
You're constantly vibrating anyways. It's like your skin suit is filled with bees.
I take it back. That's the worst thing I've heard today.
There's no way that's possible.
So that's when I... Is that Naomi again?
It says unknown number.
Maybe someone got a new number?
Ew. Everyone I know is sat in front of me.
There's no harm in answering it.
This is exactly how horror films start. Hello?
Hey, Micah. I knew you'd pick up.
How'd you get my number?
You just hate to let a mystery remain that way, huh? The movies must be the worst place to take you on a date.
Who is it?
Is that your roommate?
How do you know I have a... Never mind. It's my... co-worker.
Is it Charlie?
No, I have Charlie's number. It's... I'm gonna step outside.
Are you feeling okay, Micah?
I'm fine. I'll be back soon.
Are we alone?
Why? Do you plan on killing me through the phone?
Testy. It was just a simple question.
Where are you right now?
Roof.
What do you mean, roof?
Well, there's overlap between mine and Charlie's shifts, and he normally pulls himself together pretty fast, so... I'm on the roof.
We don't have a second floor, let alone an attic. And I know for a fact there isn't a ladder up there.
Maybe I'll have to show you my secret sometime. It's always so peaceful up here. I'm sure you'd like it.
That sounds nice, actually. Look, is there a reason you're calling?
You believe you have bad luck, right?
No, just believe it. It's pretty much proven at this point.
Well, what have you attempted to do to reverse it?
Reverse implies I wasn't just born like it.
So nothing. Interesting.
If you don't count Salem's charms as attempts, then no. I haven't tried to reverse it like it's a curse in a fairy tale.
Do you believe they work?
What difference does it make?
A lot, actually.
I did. For a long time, I thought they helped keep the worst of it at bay. But recently, I'm not too sure.
Then, that's where we'll start.
We? There's no we here. What the hell are you-
See you soon, Micah.
Don't you dare- And she hung up on me. Unbelievable. Every interaction with her is starting to feel like a headache. Like she's me burning the candle at both ends just to keep up. I doubt she's a criminal. Now, I know what you're thinking. I've done some minor research, granted most of it came up empty, but petty crime hasn't been reported in these parts for years now. I'm not sure if it's more alarming that they all moved on to greater things, or that any idea of who she could be is out the window. Back to step one.
What did they want?
She thinks she can break my bad luck cycle.
Did she say how? Do you think it's gonna work this time?
That was all the information she gave me. I'm as in the dark as you are.
So, when do we get to meet her? Whatever it is, it's gonna take a team effort. The more hands on deck, the better.
Is it too early to say, girlfriend?
Shut up, Bailey. You know I don't.
I was just talking about friends in general. I know what you're like with new people.
Right. I knew that.
So, like Salem said, when do we get to meet her?
I'm not sure she's much of a people person.
We'll be gentle.
If she ends up driving you us up the wall as she's been driving me, that's not gonna last long.
But that's not a no.
I'll see what I can do. Keep in mind, that's not a yes either.
But it's also not the kind of maybe either of my moms do when they don't feel like saying no or try to let me down gently. It's an undetermined maybe.
My aunt used to do that with me and my brother as well. Whoa, that's so strange.
Sometimes I forget we're all adults.
Adults can have fun too, Micah.
Wait, we forgot to ask the important question. Is she... you know?
Did you just limp your wrist at me?
It's like the priority question.
I can only assume. I hate these idiots with every fiber of my being, but I guess they're not all that bad. Give it time.
Be careful who your enemies are in high school, because you never know what fellow student may sleep with your parents. In this episode you heard Luke Miller as Micah Oak, Tayu M. Shin as Salem Alice, Felix Pozorski as Bailey King, and Angela Yee as the co-worker. Mixed Bad Luck was written and produced by CryMJ with music composed by Sebastian Valenzuela, and credits are read by Kit Patterson. Thank you for listening.
Hello, listeners. It is my grave duty to report to you that Jamie Locke's complete tapes have been discovered, and they're worse than we thought. Mr. Arthur has her in his hands yet, and the others, they're all in grave danger. Her reports on the strangeness in Middleton, Ohio, I cannot describe them in my own words. Should you think you can do something to save the Melody Method dig site crew, tune into Ritualistic Podcast on Spotify. New episodes come out every other Wednesday. And remember, listeners, join the Blinding Melody Church today.